Hello, and welcome to the latest podcast from the Retail Energy Code. My name's Paul Rock, and I'm the Head of Communications within the REC Code Manager team. And I'm joined today by my colleague, Amelia Bray, from the Code Manager's Communications and Events team.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
It's always a pleasure to hear from you, Amelia. And this week, you've joined us to tell us all about a new event coming soon from the Code Manager.
That's right, Paul. In a few short weeks, we'll be hosting our latest online webinar, which will provide a high-level introduction to the Retail Energy Code. We'll look to offer a broad overview of many key aspects of the REC and REC processes targeted at people who are perhaps new to the industry or the code's landscape, or are perhaps part of an organisation that recently acceded to the REC or is going through the accession process.
So perhaps not for those then who have been working closely on the REC and its predecessors for a number of years.
Anyone can choose to attend if they want to come along for a refresher. But the content of this webinar will be deliberately high level to support those who will have had less previous exposure to the REC. We'll welcome questions throughout the event, but any discussions that get into more detailed or technical subject matter areas will be taken outside of the webinar so that the maximum time can be spent supporting our target audience.
That makes sense to me. So what can our attendees expect to be covered at this introduction to the REC webinar?
So we've published a provisional agenda for the webinar on the REC portal. Although this remains subject to change, we expect the session will go over the following key areas. So the purpose and the scope of the REC, the process for applying to become a REC party, the role of RECO and the REC code manager, navigating the REC portal and digital navigator service, understanding the inquiry services and central switching service, the REC performance assurance framework, the REC change process, including how to raise a change proposal, the role of the operational account managers, and how to keep up to date with everything that happens within the REC.
And if any prospective attendee has something in particular that they want to be covered in the session?
We always invite our attendees to get in touch with us ahead of the event if they have any questions they specifically want to be addressed. It's actually really helpful for us as it really helps us to shape our agendas and get the most value out of the webinar for attendees.
Fantastic. Who can attendees expect to hear from at the event?
We'll have subject matter experts from across the Code Manager team lined up to present on their specialist areas and available throughout to answer questions from our attendees. And in case you've forgotten, you're down to host the event, Paul.
I hadn't forgotten. It's locked down in my diary. Speaking of which, we should probably let our listeners know when the event will be taking place.
Yes. So the date for the diary is the 25th of April, and it's going to start at 10 a.m. and we're hoping it should finish around 12:30. Registrations to sign up for the event are open now until the day before the event. And you can find a link to sign up by visiting the REC portal. And all our events have a dedicated page in the REC Wiki, or you can search for the REC events page to see all upcoming events in a list.
What about our listeners who'd love to come along to the event, but their busy diaries are getting in the way?
Of course. All our REC events are recorded and uploaded to our YouTube channel in the days following the event. And this one, of course, will be no exception. The recordings are also made available on the REC Wiki pages, and we'll send a notice out on our LinkedIn page and through the weekly bulletin. We'll also make the event slides available on the REC portal. Depending on feedback from the event, we'll be looking to run the same session more frequently so that we can continue to offer this high-level overview to new entrants to the industry over a longer period of time.
Sounds great. Thanks, Amelia. Is there anything else you wanted to make our listeners aware of today?
I think that about covers it. Of course, we're always happy to answer any questions or receive feedback. And the best way to get in touch is probably to raise an email to the service desk. So, of course, that's inquiries@recmanager.co.uk. Otherwise, only that we're looking forward to welcome you to the introduction to the REC webinar on the 25th.
Amelia, thank you again. It is always a pleasure speaking with you. And that's about all for today's episode. Just a final reminder that you can sign up to receive the REC Weekly Bulletin, published every Friday morning, keeping you up to date with the latest information, events and announcements from the REC Code Manager. Just email that email address again, inquiries@recmanager.co.uk, and ask to be added to the distribution list. I hope you found this podcast interesting and consider joining us at the event in late April. Thank you very much and goodbye.